Babies on the Rocks. This begins with a graphic of the Adult Swim disclaimer. Adult Swim may contain material that some viewers might not find suitable. Such a notice at the beginning of a program tells me that I am likely to enjoy the program more. And I have been gratified over and over again. Many of our greatest works of literature could begin with such a notice. For example, the gang violence at the beginning of Romeo and Juliet contains the most offensive of human behavior. Two low-life cowards pick a fight with two other low-life cowards, and they draw in the old rich guys whose wives stand back and ridicule them. The opening scene pretty much resembles organized hostility between rival chimpanzee clans. And there's another graphic that says, Holy Bible may contain material that some viewers may not find suitable. Psalm 137 is another great piece of literature that should begin with a warning. First of all, it's set in Iraq, which is still fucked up 25 centuries later. The Babylonians tell the Jews in captivity to sing them a song to make them happy. The Jews are all like, hey, you want happy, I'll give you happy. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy babies against the rocks. Psalm 137, verse 9. How can you not love trash talk like that? Sounds like something you would order in a bar. I'll have a baby on the rocks and she'll have a slippery nipple. Apologists note, it wasn't God or the Jews who eventually splattered the Babylonian babies on the goddamn rocks. It was the Medes and the Persians, I think. It's in the movie. We bloggers try to think up clever taglines for our blogs to make them pop. But perhaps a direful warning label would go much further toward enticing readers. This blog has been linked to early onset of smoke breaks, lunchtime and Friday afternoon. You sex bloggers can use something like this. The content of this blog may cause the readers to experience tingling, shortness of breath, and threesomes. And you political bloggers might try this. All the right people hate this blog. Recipe. Baby on the rocks. Toss some corn, rye, and barley babies into a hopper and crush them down to a mash. Throw in some sour mash from the day before and let it get very disgusting. Distill the liquid 3 times and store it in new white oak barrels for 10 years. Serve over ice. And the final graphic reads, Please drive safely.